Nolte, Jack Black finally speaks, blindsided by bandmate's Trump death wish. By John Nolte on July 16, 2024. Some 2 days after his Tenacious D bandmate Kyle Gass wished Donald Trump dead, Jack Black, Joe Biden fan and fundraiser, finally spoke out. In a statement released on Instagram, the Kung Fu Panda star wrote, "I was blindsided by what was at the show Sunday. I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. Then came the bombshell. After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding." About 24 hours after an assassin just missed blowing former President Trump's brains out, Tenacious D took to the stage Sunday in Sydney, Australia. During the performance, Black and the crowd sang Happy Birthday to guitarist Kyle Gass. Black then asked Gass what his birthday wish was. Referring to the assassination, Gass said, "Don't miss Trump next time." The crowd laughed and as far as we know, Black said nothing and the show went on. But then came the well-deserved blowback, starting with a senator who called for Tenacious D to be deported. Tenacious D should be immediately removed from the country after wishing for the assassination of Donald Trump at their Sydney concert, wrote Australian Federal Senator Ralph Babbitt. He added, "I condemn in the strongest possible way the call to political violence by Tenacious D in Sydney on Sunday. To advocate and or wish for the assassination of a president is egregious, disgusting, filthy, evil, and not acceptable in any way, shape or form. This was not a joke. He was deadly serious when he wished for the death of the president. Anything less than a deportation is an endorsement of the shooting and the attempted assassination of Donald J. Trump." Black also faced fierce blowback from his fans on Instagram. While some defended and stood by Black, a good faith look shows just as many said things like, "Do you endorse the assassination attempt? Trump 2024. You endorse murder? Lost all my respect. Shame on you for supporting horrible comments endorsing assassination attempts. A father who protected his wife and daughter, took a bullet for them, has passed away. No comment of condolences for that family? Just don't miss Trump next time. It's not even about the politics because I am not Republican. It's about supporting murder and violence of a fellow human being. Lost all respect, and I'm honestly heartbroken. Loved you for many years. Sorry Jack but I'm out. Lost another fan. You suck. As a free speech extremist, I draw a red line at encouraging violence and murder, even if it's couched as a joke. This is not a difficult line to draw." Black must be furious. After the success of Kung Fu Panda 4, the 54-year-old was flying with a sold-out Australian tour. And then his idiot partner brought it all down, as did Black's reaction to the moment. If you watch the video, after Gass expresses his desire to see Trump assassinated, Black appears to laugh and say, "Thank you." Black and Gass obviously didn't understand that the world had changed Saturday night. It is no longer open season on Donald Trump. After nearly a decade of the corporate media and Hollywood launching the most vile, dishonest, and personal hate campaign this country has ever seen, after a decade of the virtual assassins in the media and Hollywood encouraging Trump's murder with their literally Hitler lies, it's over. Decent people will no longer stand for it. Black deserves a second chance. He did the right thing here. But there must be consequences for publicly wishing violence on another human being, especially a former president and current presidential frontrunner who represents millions. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.